So everyone has to read this as a kid. Sometimes it's torture, sometimes it's for love. But how were you guys introduced to Hamlet?
Well, I mean, I didn't have to read it as a kid. I had to read Romeo and Juliet, and torture would be definitely the word that I would describe. So when I was 15 years old, I was definitely not interested in Shakespeare. I was watching Stone Cold Steve Austin, WWF. That was what I wanted to watch.
Shakespearean elements there, though.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. It's theater. But then certainly as, you know, I evolved and, you know, got into acting, then of course I very much got interested in Shakespeare and have done various productions of Shakespeare in the past, but really only started to dive into Hamlet, of course, within the last year once I knew that this was going to be happening. But I had read it before, but never really paid that much of attention to it until now, of course, I know, so I'm dissecting it from every angle that there is.
I hated Shakespeare growing up. I did not like reading it in school. I had to read Julius Caesar. I had to read that Scottish play. I had to read Hamlet. I hated all of it and stayed away from it in my career as an actor. I was a song and dance man for years. That was about 30 pounds ago. And in 1982, Raymond Gasper, who was a well-known director and a leading member, actually, of the avant-garde movement in the 60s, was doing a production of Hamlet. And he saw me in a summer stock production, and he asked me to audition. At that point, I was doing West Side Story, and it had just gotten canceled. So I had nothing to do, so I said, oh, what the hell. I gave possibly the worst audition he or I have ever seen. And yet he still cast me as Rosencrantz, of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern fame. And we did it at Queen's College as a workshop with about 35 people in the cast, as he believed in having courtiers and every single part and every single guard, etc. That was a lot of fun. When it was over, I thought, okay, my career for Shakespeare was over, as I heard that he was bankrolling the production into Manhattan. He was going to make it an off-Broadway professional production. I said, okay, well, no way am I going to be part of that, so thanks for everything. I'm going to go find a production of Guys and Dolls to do. I heard a rumor that 30 of the 35 people were recast, and I said, okay, fine, well, maybe I'll go see it. And then I heard I was one of the five to remain. And I went into the Lion Theater on the original Theater Row, and from being a chorus boy, I suddenly had to have a resume, a picture, and I had the door of Shakespeare opened to me, and I never looked back. It was a defining moment of my life. It changed my entire thought on theater. It changed my entire thought on my own life and my own career. Today, 30 years later, I am now a professor of theater and communication at Kingsborough College. I have directed or produced or performed in about half of Shakespeare's canon. I have taught Shakespeare. I adore Shakespeare. I still can't read it. if ever I'm doing a Shakespeare play, I rent the movie. But but to do Shakespeare is one of the greatest thrills for me. This is about my 10th or 12th production of Hamlet. And one thing which I had an epiphany about 2 years ago, I unfortunately it was at the memorial service for Raymond Gasper, the director who'd given me such a wonderful opportunity in the 80s, and I realized I was now in his place. My grizzled beard and my lack of Bronx accent showed me that I was now where he was. And so I realized now it is my duty to do what he did. And so I now, every production I do, I pay it forward. Every production I do is to share what he taught me and what I've learned over the years with other performers. It was true, I was supposed to just do public relations for this, and when Matt called up and chewed my ear off on his thoughts on Hamlet, I looked up to the heavens and saw Ray Gasper smiling and went, "My lord, the players have arrived." And I knew that this was one of the places to pay it forward. So I'm honored to be part of this and to continue what Dr. Gasper gave me in 1982.